What?
College matters.
What?
College matters. Matters.
Really?
For sure. College matters.
Alma matters.
In high school, my dreams were always like get into a good college, study something that I'm super interested in. And I was always working towards like bettering my grades and more that side of things in hopes of getting into a good college. Sure. Now, my dreams have shifted a little bit more to be less so far out into the future because I haven't started college yet. I don't really know what that's going to look like. And so they're more like, make some friends, like study something that I'm interested in.
That is Ella Smith, a recent graduate of Ravenscroft High School in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hello, I'm your host, Venkat Raman. After her freshman year in high school, Ella did not play a lot of sports to focus on getting good grades and pursuing her college dreams. She did join the Youth and Government Club and held various officer positions during the 4 years of high school. She loved writing classes and seminar-style instruction. Ella will be a freshman at North Carolina State University this fall. In this podcast, Ella talks about her high school experiences, her college search process, the digital SAT, and her advice to college aspirants. Now, before we jump into the podcast, here are the high fives, five highlights from the podcast.
I was really interested in writing. I took quite a few like creative writing classes and a bunch of AP English classes because that was just something that I always enjoyed doing. I might not have been necessarily the best writer, but I had a lot of fun with it. So I love to explore that interest and whatnot. And yeah, for me, I had always known that I had to go or at least get in-state tuition in order to have like financial support in that aspect. And so I always had that in mind that to look at something in state or a school that was kind of in like a neighboring state that had offered or had a history of offering in-state tuition for certain students. Senior year, beginning of the year, you're getting all of those early applications out. You kind of, over the summer, I was drafting up different essays, and our school did a really good job. On the first day of school, our college essay had to be done for the Common App. So that way, your English teacher would then look over it and give you comments on it on where they think that you can expand or cut back or just, like, general overall comments on how they think you could make it better. And then, so beginning of senior year, I had a top three. I had toured several times in different seasons, been when it's busy, when it's quiet. I knew the top three that I wanted to go to. I think that if you are a freshman kind of thing and you don't know what you're interested in, just take a few things. You don't need to drown yourself in extracurriculars to try and boost up your college application because
these were the high fives brought to you by
College Matters.
Alma matters.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. For my newsletter, visit almamatters.substack.com. Now, I'm sure you want to hear the entire podcast with Ella. So without further ado, here's the podcast with Ella Smith.
If you're ready, we can jump right in.
Perfect. Sounds great.
Awesome. Cool. So maybe the best place to start is tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, of course. So my name's Ella. I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina, and I went to high school at Ravenscroft School, and I have been there since fifth grade. Before that, I lived in Minnesota, and I did most of elementary school there, and we moved down here in 2015 for my dad's job, and we've been here ever since.
us a little bit about your interest in high school. I mean, what kind of things were you into?
Yeah, of course. So I didn't do a whole lot of sports in high school. I played junior varsity volleyball my freshman year, but I kind of quit that shortly after to focus more on school and just to give myself more time, because I had big dreams for what I wanted to do and the grades I wanted to get. And I just found that with sports and trying to get better and play at the varsity level, I just wasn't going to be able to have enough time for all of that. Mm-hmm. And so I joined a club that I really liked. I joined Youth and Government, and I focused a lot of my like high school interests there as far as like extracurriculars. Mm-hmm. I was in that club all 4 years and held different officer positions and whatnot. As far as outside of school, I babysat really heavily my junior and senior year about 3 times a week for 2 different families, and use that as sort of like my job, I guess. Just like in the neighborhood, driving kids around, hanging out with them, doing all that. I was really interested in writing. I took quite a few like creative writing classes and a bunch of AP English classes, because that was just something that I always enjoyed doing. I might not have been necessarily the best writer, but I had a lot of fun with it. So I love to explore that interest and whatnot. And yeah.
Well, that sounds awesome. That sounds awesome. So what kind of courses did you like? I mean, what were the in-class instruction that you liked?
As far as high school classes, like I said, I really enjoyed those writing classes. I loved writing essays for some reason. A lot of people disagree with me on that, but I loved writing a good, like, open-ended essay, whether it was about a book or just like a personal essay, like a memoir type thing or whatnot. I also took a few seminar-based classes. I took a government seminar class that I really enjoyed, and a like philosophy seminar class, genetics, and I enjoyed that just because I like discussion-based classes. I'm not a huge fan of like big lectures necessarily. I like when you get to participate a little bit more. So whenever the opportunity arose, I always looked for those courses first. But there were only so many options, I guess.
What are you looking forward to? I mean,
so as of right now, my dreams have kind of, let me rephrase. In high school, my dreams were always like, get into a good college, study something that I'm super interested in. And I was always working towards like bettering my grades and more that side of things, in hopes of getting into a good college. Sure. Now my dreams have shifted a little bit more to be less so far out into the future, because I haven't started college yet. I don't really know what that's going to look like. And so they're more like, make some friends, like study something that I'm interested in, find out what that is necessarily. And like have some fun, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. And explore, right?
Exactly.
So let's talk about your college process. Tell us how you went about it. I mean, what were you looking for? What kind of things did you prepare in terms of getting that application together? Give us a sense of how you went about it.
Yeah, so at Ravenscroft, things started pretty early. Your freshman year, you got your college counselor in the spring kind of thing, and you began kind of just talking about like expectations and what the next 4 years would look like. For me, I had always known that I had to go, or at least get in-state tuition in order to have like financial support in that aspect. And so I always had that in mind, that to look at something in state or a school that was kind of in like a neighboring state that had offered or had a history of offering in-state tuition for certain students. And so I knew that. I also knew that I was looking for a bigger to a really small high school. So I kind of wanted to change up that side of it and go to a big school with sports and a bunch of different degree options, because I don't really know what I want to do yet. I kind of have a feeling I want it to be something in business, but I want to have options that I can explore with a bunch of different classes and different class structures to just kind of find what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And so freshman year, you didn't really do a whole lot as far as like actively working towards a goal, but you kept in mind like what colleges and started maybe the touring process. I had an older brother who, mm-hmm. when I was a freshman, he was a senior. So I would go on a few college tours with him if I mm-hmm. was interested in the school that he was looking at, just to kind of get a sense of what it would look like when I was at that age. And then sophomore year, you kind of started with the SAT stuff. You weren't heavily in it, but towards the end of my sophomore year, I think I took my first one then just to kind of get like a base level score. But this was also towards the end of COVID, and we didn't really know at that point what would be required of SATs, whether schools wanted them or not. That information hadn't come out yet. And so I was kind of just doing it because I thought it was necessary at the time. And to see if I like placed well in the SATs and if it was something I could like progress throughout. So then junior year, I knew I kind of packed my course load that year. I took several AP classes and really dialed in with school to like boost my my application as much as possible. At my school, you can take AP classes your sophomore year, but I only took one just because that was the only, like, I only had an option of taking one. So my junior year, I had several more options, and I think I took three that year. And I also got an SAT tutor. So I was doing about 8 hours a week of like SAT tutoring and prep to kind of work on my SAT score as much as possible. And I took the SAT, I think, four times throughout high school, which is a lot. And typically more than they recommend, but I really struggled the first couple of times getting my scores up and whatnot. And so I thought retaking it with more and more prep would help. And the final time I took it, I actually took the first digital SAT that they were offering. It was kind of, I was kind of a guinea pig for it. My scores were valid. I didn't get them until January of 2023. So I could only use them on my regular decision applications, but I was okay with that because I kind of planned on not using them. And because I only applied to one school regular decision, and that was like my dream school at the time. And so if those scores were great, I would send them in for my regular decision application, but it didn't matter. Like I didn't need to send them in at that point. So I was kind of more just taking it to just to kind of see how much it changed.
Very good. So then the senior year, what happened?
Senior year, beginning of the year, you're getting all of those early applications out. You kind of, over the summer, I was drafting up different essays, and our school did a really good job. On the first day of school, our college essay had to be done for the Common App. So that way your English teacher would then look over it and give you comments on it, on where they think that you can expand or cut back, or just like general overall comments on how they think you could make it better. And then you would revise it and send it back in for one more chance to look at it. And I really struggled with writing this essay for some reason, because all of the questions were so open-ended that I couldn't find something specific enough that piqued my interest. So I unintentionally put it off a really long time until I finally found something that I wanted to write about, and something that I think could encompass just my high school experience and the story I wanted to share. And so all summer I was kind of thinking about that in the back of my mind, and then getting to write that was both fun and not fun. Like I had my mom peer review it, my teachers, all of that, just trying to revise it as much as possible to make it the best version of my writing that it could be. And then you have all of the schools that you wanted to apply to by October. Like I said, I think I applied to 7 schools total. So, and I applied to 6 of them early. I only did one regular decision, so I was kind of cranking out those applications to get them in. I think October something was the due date for them. So it was a lot of fill in the blank, like, questions, very standard, like, what AP classes did you take, whatnot. I did it all through the Common App.
Yeah.
And then October hit, and you send those in, and there's kind of a bit of relief taken off you for a little while. Just because you have all of that information in, and several schools were rolling admissions, and so a few weeks later I was already hearing back from schools, and so that felt great to have it be end of October and you already are into college, which is just something I feel like people don't talk about a whole lot, because there's all this pressure on you to get into a school, and so once you're into one, even if it's not in your top three, even, it's very relieving to say you're going to college.
Cool. So now, how did you make your final decision?
So beginning of senior year, I had a top three. I had toured several times in different seasons, been when it's busy, when it's quiet. I knew the top three that I wanted to go to. And as those decisions were coming out as far as whether I got in or not, the decision was kind of made very easy for me as far as my top three. I got waitlisted at one school, and I really didn't want to wait until May to figure out whether or not I got in. And then I got rejected from the number one school that I had in my heart. And so that decision was very clearly made. And then I had kind of a tie between two and three, and I got accepted to one of those schools, NC State. And so then it was figured out for me, because like, I was super happy that I had gotten into that number two or three school back in January. And so then when I got rejected from my top choice and waitlisted at that other one, it was like, okay, NC State, we're doing it. It's locked in. So
awesome.
It was actually, the decision wasn't hard for me because I had a top three, that when those decisions rolled out, that it was actually very simple.
So congratulations. So you're off to college pretty soon. I have one question before we move on to the next topic. You mentioned digital SATs, and tell me, you know, briefly, what were the differences between sort of the paper SAT and the digital SAT? What did you find?
I had a really good experience with the digital SAT. I am not a good standardized test taker. I hate the idea of it, that there's so much pressure on this one test, and then it's so long. It's broken up into four sections, and you're there for, like, you get there at 7 a.m., you don't leave until noon kind of thing. You're there forever just sitting, and you're hungry and you're tired, and it's not fun. So when the digital SAT was on a computer, it was basically all self-paced, and the time was cut in half. I thought it was amazing. You were out of there before 10 a.m. kind of thing, and you got to move however quickly you wanted. You could take if you wanted to go have a snack, go to the bathroom, kind of just chill for a minute, like, that was totally okay. You could move about it however you wanted. And overall, it was really good. I didn't see too much difference as far as like the level of difficulty in the test, whether or not comparing it to the paper, it was very similar. It was basically like they just cut the amount of questions in half. And then for the computer math portion, you had like your calculator built into the computer, which definitely makes it easier for people who like don't have access to like bring a calculator into the SAT. So I thought that was really cool. And they had a bunch of different tools to mark up the passages on the reading section, where you could highlight things or like different things like that to kind of organize yourself a little bit better. And the software was all very easy to use. You watched like a tutorial video beforehand, and you had a little bit of time to kind of play around with it and get used to it. And the classroom that I was in, they had extension cords going up the rows of seats, so that way people could plug in their computers if necessary, which was also very relieving, because you always worry about like your computer dying halfway through kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Having access to all of those tools definitely made it a lot less stressful. And just not having to sit there for such a long period of time, I felt like my brain was more awake and happier to be there, just knowing that I could get through it faster. And I had almost more time to think about the question in front of me, knowing that I could still go back to it and that all my time was like in front of me. I had a clock counting down on my computer screen, so I know exactly how to pace myself accordingly.
I'm guessing from all that you said that you preferred the digital version of the SAT.
Totally. 100 times over again, I'd rather take the digital SAT. I had to go a little bit further as far as like traveling there. Normally like the SAT that I would take was like a 5-minute drive, but I had to go about 45 minutes because it was only held at this one location. But I know that that was just because it was the first time that they were doing it. It wasn't, there weren't as many kids who could take it. So that would be my only complaint, is I had to drive a little bit further, but overall it was great.
Now, why did you pick this, or did somebody assign it to you? Or how did you get into the digital version?
So I received an email from College Board several months prior, letting me know that I had I could. It was a possibility for me. I don't know exactly how they made their decision. I'm guessing it was just kind of sort of by distance and maybe how many times I'd taken the paper SAT. And then I talked to my college counselor about it, whether or not he thought it would be a good idea just to kind of get one more. And he obviously had no opposition to it as far as like getting one more SAT under my belt. He also thought it would be a good way for me to kind of tell the younger class about it potentially. Like that wasn't the only reason, of course, but he thought that it would be cool for someone at our school to take it and then be able to tell the underclassmen about what their SAT experience might look like, just because it was so unknown at the time. Yeah. And so then I registered for it, and I actually got, they compensated me for my time, which was nice. Just like a perk. It wasn't anything extraordinary, but they gave me some money, which was very nice. And so it was just, it was there, and there was no reason not to do it, which is kind of why I did it.
No, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. And in your case, you did better score-wise than the other paper tests. Is that true?
Ever so slightly. Like I said, I wasn't a very good standardized test taker. My scores were a little bit better, but nothing changed drastically. But I also... At the time that I took the digital SAT, I hadn't been in tutoring anymore. So I had gone without practice for a long time. So I think if I had still been in tutoring and prepared for it a little bit more, I definitely could have done better knowing what I know now. But at the time, scores did go up a little bit, but not enough to really change a whole lot.
Let's talk a little bit about the future. So do you feel like you're well prepared to take on the college life and whatever comes after that?
I think so. I have always been a fairly independent person. So I am looking forward to the freedom that college can offer and the variability when it comes to taking certain classes and really being able to focus now on what I'm interested in. Whereas in high school, you kind of have a curriculum outline of boxes you need to check and things that you need to do. Right. So I'm looking forward to being able to kind of decide for myself what I do and don't have to do, and just kind of get on with the next chapter and like get on with it, like I said.
So Ella, you're going to start winding down. So let's talk a little bit about the rising seniors and high schoolers, about high school and, you know, the college process.
Yeah, as far as high school, I think that there is a big kind of misconception about how much you really need to be involved in. Mm-hmm. And I know people who are taking like 5 different clubs and playing a sport every season and then trying to balance coursework and a job and whatnot. And of course, if they love everything that they're doing, I think that's great. But I think that if you are a freshman kind of thing and you don't know what you're interested in, just take a few things. You don't need to drown yourself in extracurriculars to try and boost up your college application, because unbeknownst to me at the time, there was so much more that I could talk about on my application than I originally thought I could. Like, they give you 10 boxes to kind of write about your extracurriculars, and it was very, very easy for me to fill up those boxes with only taking one club and playing one sport and doing all that, because you can talk about community service and your job and everything. There's so much more that you can write about. So I think it's better to kind of focus in on a few things rather than taking a billion different things at once. And then as far as like the college process and narrowing down schools and whatnot, I think that it's a really good idea to tour every school. And then when you kind of narrow down your decisions, go back and go at a different time of year and a different time to kind of see what campus looks like at different times and how you feel when you get there and what you like and what you don't like. And just to go experience everything, because all schools are so different now that you want to be able to picture yourself there and see yourself enjoying the next 4 years of your life, kind of thing. So like, it, whether there's just so many options out there that you don't want to hold yourself back because of obligation or whatnot, that even if you're choosing a school that wasn't necessarily first on your list, go and look at it and think about the things that make you happy there and get excited for it.
Awesome. So Ella, this has been a very exciting conversation. It's great to see so much energy, and I see you looking forward to your next phase at NC State, and I wish you all the luck, and hopefully talk again when you're a few years into college, see how things are going. But for right now, take care, be safe, and thank you so much.
Great, thank you. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi again. Hope you enjoyed our podcast with Ella Smith. College was on Ella's mind all through high school. She wanted to make sure that she was in a position to get into in-state tuition colleges. She engaged in a very systematic and deliberate college process, which resulted in her getting into one of her top three college choices. I wish Ella all the best at NC State and beyond. I hope you find Ella's story helpful as you prep for your own college journey. For your questions or comments on this podcast, please email podcast@almamatters.io. Thank you all so much for listening to our podcast today. Transcripts for this podcast and previous podcasts are on almamatters.io/podcasts. To stay connected with us, subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify, or visit anchor.fm/almamatters to check us out. Till we meet again, take care and be safe. Thank you.
College Matters.
Alma Matters.